What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag.
Three, two, one, and we're back.
Hey. Woo. Welcome to Brown Bag, episode 103.
103.
103. Powered by our friends at The Watch. Big up So-So. Big up LV.
Yeah.
Big up John. Big up all the boys over there.
You know, it was really cool to like team up and do something special.
With some other beaners?
Yep.
Yeah, that fool, they're a straight immigrant now, too. Yeah. So-So, that fool's a fucking Nopal. If you guys were to see him, that fool looks like Moxie.
Well, now you can. Better. So-So, can you just like sit there really quick? You guys are always so, behind the scenes.
So look, he did. If you know, nobody knows how So-So looks. He wears glasses everywhere.
Well, he went to go get his mask.
Yeah,
or
but shout out.
You don't have to be all extra So-So. Oh my god!
Maintaining the mystery okay. Right there.
If you guys,
which one? Because we got a lot now.
Yeah, So-So's a horny fool. By the way, didn't know.
So you know what, ladies? Are you single? Ladies, tap in for So-So, because I'm gonna tell you this right now. That fool can build.
Yeah,
he doesn't ask questions if you need help moving things. There are 7 fools on this podcast, like alone, before The Watch stepped in. None of them would help me move stuff. So-So comes in, he built Angie's little shipping station.
Is that what trying to crack? That's why.
Yeah, stop. Ladies, tap in. Shout out So-So.
I'll be building shit too.
Hey, but what if you're So-So? Like, what if they're like, ah, como te fue? He's So-So. Is that the name? When is that the reason?
Yeah. Oh, shout out, he's like the young life of the watch. He keeps them young. I feel like
Elvie, you're not, John, you're not old.
Yeah,
you guys.
No, the homies are old fool.
No.
When I first met him, I was like, dude, why are you guys like? They're like 3 different people.
They are 3 people.
Well, because I think no, but what I'm saying is like, okay, so like, Elvie, you have military background. Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? So Elvie's like very like...
He's lived a life.
Yeah, he's lived a life.
There's some pain behind his eyes.
And he's also like a Padre fan from San Diego. Elvie is from San Diego. So they've always been like very like... I mean, Elvie always had a rivalry. Like I was like, oh, the Dodgers. And he's like, the Padres. And then he was like starting shit. When they got him, Machado, he was like rubbing it on my face. I remember when they had it happen, you were like, hey, we got Machado. And I was like, we didn't really give. And then John's very like serious, quiet.
Yeah.
And then So-So's like up to game. So-So also EDM produces. He's like the young life. He works with a lot of artists, upcoming artists in Los Angeles. So shout out So-So.
Yeah. Maximo, siéntate. Really, what are you waiting for? Oh, you want an invite or what?
No, waiting for the food.
Oh. But well, you back. Can still wait for the food while you're sitting down.
No, he's going to be here.
And we are also on our new office.
Yeah, we're at the new spot. We found a home, you guys. We've been everywhere.
We're no longer a homeless.
Yeah, how Angie would say.
Exactly.
What did she say, a homeless?
She says she calls homeless people homeless.
A homeless.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
The ESL vibes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
I feel that.
Yeah, she's not here to defend herself. She will be here in a little bit later, but yeah. We have a home now. Welcome. Welcome to our house.
Welcome to our casita.
We still got little revamps to do, but we're excited to start this episode 103 and beyond.
And beyond.
Like this.
103.
Yeah. How are you feeling today?
Good.
Are you still drunk?
No.
You are like on a binge. You know what a binge is?
I'm living life with the boys. Shout out all my homies, man. It felt good to be like, you know, because I'm still with a lot of my best friends from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really like grew up with each other. Right. Like, real friendships, like we've seen each other cry and like always. So like when we're, and this was the first time where these fools came out without their girls.
Wow.
So it felt amazing. I have the
boys. And you ruined it because on your stories you said which one's cheating first. You're supposed to help their girls feel comfortable. You help
and
them feel like they're gonna cheat.
And the world follows you, Duno. So
yeah, like, no. Their girls follow you.
So this is like the problem about this whole situation, right? Where like they feel like everything is to blame on me. And it's like, and
who
it's
is
like,
the girls or
yeah, us? Like my homegirls, because they're all also my homegirls.
Well, would as they be as, at Baja Beach Fest if you didn't have the plug, the pool you have?
Well, regardless, we were gonna go to Colombia, which would have been 10 times worse.
Why would it?
Why?
But we passport boys. But I'm, you know, I decided to, and I'm not even the best man. I just. For some reason, the duties came on me.
Mm-hmm.
The homie Junior's brother is like, shout out to homie Jonathan, but he's like very, like he only went one day and like was studying for his final coming up this week. And like, we're like, fool, why'd you bring him? He didn't want to come.
But you were there and.
And we was doing it up. But I just get blamed for everything. Like
when you post stuff like that, I would blame you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was like, who's cheating first? Well, I don't know.
I feel like it could have been worse, though.
You could have been there?
No. No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't see, like, I was expecting to see more shenanigans, and I'm like, damn. No. Like,
well, Vic.
You know?
You're not on the close friends.
Nah, not everything has to make it to the story, brothers. You just make it worse. There's a lot on my phone that I'm looking at, and I'm like, oh, this might not make the vlog.
Oh, you're going to come out of the vlog.
Oh, there's a vlog that's going to be a super vicious vlog, brothers.
Top three moments of Baja Beach Fest.
The homie, us slapping the shit out of the homie Junior while he was blacked out. Like, back to back, all the homies. He got, like, a neck, a slap, a fucking ice bucket.
So, like, he was, like, legit passed out. You guys just took your
frustrations
out on him. Yeah, yeah. Because he wouldn't feel it.
No, you know what it was for that? It was like, bro, we told him, like, fool, stop drinking. Just wait. And then I just kept it. So we just had to slap the shit out of him.
I just imagine him being passed out and just, all right, your turn.
Yeah, because he
wakes up like, whoa, what happened?
How it is of me smacking the shit out of him right before he passed out. I'll send it to you guys. Okay. But yeah, just smacked the shit out of him. It was just terrible.
All right, number two?
Number two was just kicking it with the hump. And number three was Don Omar's performance. Kudos to the man. He's old now. He's old, but fool. I didn't realize, because that's my mom's husband. That's my mom goes. Like, my mom's, that's your dad. You know what I'm saying? So seeing my dad perform was, I can see that too. But fool, seeing that man perform, you're like, dude. Like, no, and it's not even that. Like, bro, Balandero was cool. Obviously, we know, obviously, because of, but bro, when he did AIO.
AIO.
Bro, and you could tell, like, his, like, how much he really like paved the way for a lot, because you could see like all the audience, like, and even I think they show like recaps of like all the artists before him that were watching him perform, the Tokishas, everybody.
Yeah.
They were just so admired by like their OG, and it was cool. Yeah. Like, it was amazing, but he killed everybody. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I like how your top three things, girls isn't in any of them.
I said I was kicking it. It was a boy's trip.
It's slapping a guy that was passed out. Hanging out with the homies and Don Omar.
I like how you're PC. That's what we're doing to all the homies, girls.
That's all they were doing. Yeah.
No bitches.
No, because there's like a conspiracy theory. Yeah, there's a conspiracy theory that you don't get no bitches.
That's cool. I like them conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. They could be. I'm gay. No bitches. It was just me and the homies eating wellies in the morning.
That's going to be the clip.
It's just me and the boys. No bitches. You feel me? Like, yeah. I didn't get a cuddle. You feel me? I didn't get my chora licked, and she left in the fue en un taxi.
No L&L.
No L&L, brothers.
Damn.
It was just me and the boys.
What's L&L?
Lick and leave?
That's L-A-L.
Oh, L&L.
Stupid ass fools. It's stuff that we come up with. L-A-L, lick and leave.
Isn't that what I said?
You said L-N-L.
And.
Oh, L and L.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's adding that.
Yeah, I didn't get the. If I didn't get my chora, like, you feel me? I was on a good behavior with the homies that are in great relationship.
But why you're single? Why are you on good behavior?
Because you feel me? I didn't want to encourage any of my homies to do anything they didn't want to do.
It's like when somebody's on a diet and you're eating chips.
You know, I wanted to, you feel me? I wanted to be in solidarity. Gay, like, homies,
in solidarity. In solidarity.
You feel me? So I was just chilling, going to sleep around 3 a.m.
I'd be
like
that with the homies.
After some taquitos, you know.
Did you get sun in your butt?
No, I didn't sit down, but I was looking at people. I was like, how are you going to spend 10 hours with sand in your ass? Mm. Like, that was crazy. But it was overall, I would do it again. Such a great time. Yeah. There was no, my phone wasn't working. Perfect. I was like turning my shit off. I was like, I mean, it was just vibes.
Shout out to everybody that showed up. And I saw a lot of people take photos with you at Baja Beach Fest.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, cool beans. Meanwhile, over here on the parenting tip, school's back, everybody. Woo! Yay. How do you guys feel, Maximo and Vic, now that your children are like...
Man, little Vic is in fourth grade now, and it's just so crazy. I was looking at like pictures when he started like preschool. And
I was seeing the post.
Dude, that's so like... It seems like yesterday.
You got emotional?
Yeah, now he's just over here like, yeah, Dad, there's this girl in my class. Like, I think she likes me. She's a new girl. And he's like, but my crush from last year is in here. And I'm like, lit. I'm like, which one do you like more? He's like, the old one, Astrid. I was like, okay. I'm like, just be nice to everybody because you never know. Flowers bloom. You know what I'm saying? But like.
What grade is he in?
Fourth.
I feel it, brother. Teaching him young.
You know what I'm saying? I had to tell him a story about how like we all used to make fun of this girl in fourth grade. Cause like she had like really, really short hair.
And they said
it was weird to us. Cause we're like, why do you have short hair? You're a girl. You know, this is like the early 2000s. And then she went on to become very, very beautiful. and very, very thick, and we all didn't have a chance because we were mean to her in fourth grade.
When she had short hair.
Damn. Yeah.
She was getting picked up by, like, the older fools in high school, and we were in eighth grade, like, these little pipsqueaks. Yeah. So I was like, don't let that be you, son.
Be nice to them all.
Be nice to them all. All
right. What about you, Maximo?
It's been cool. I mean, when I'm middle school, so, like...
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was like, when I dropped her off, I was just seeing, like, different kids walk by.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this kid is like a linebacker.
Oh, like
stay
the size of kid.
Maximo's just tripping. Hey, stay away from my daughter. He's just like.
Yo, there's some big kids, some girls, like makeup already, like.
Yeah.
Oh, tell him what you said to her. The advice you gave her.
I was telling her, I was like, yo, when I picked her up, I was like, you know, I just want you to know, in middle school, you're gonna see the girls with the makeup, you know, dressing different,
having boyfriends.
I was like, don't do none of that.
Wow, what a dad.
She's like, I'm not that.
Yeah, bless you.
Sorry.
Yeah, damn. I like how you guys didn't want to answer the fact that you guys are happy your fucking kids aren't bugging you all day for the next. I was about to say,
that's
such
great.
A
problem. Oh, the kids are gone. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Yeah.
Dude, it's expensive
fuck them
having,
kids.
Having kids at home.
They eat a lot.
They eat so much. You got to, like, my son wants to go to Universal Studios every single day.
Yeah.
Wants to do something fun. When can we do something fun? I'm like, you're on vacation. I'm not. You know, so I'm like, I still have to work and stuff, but
yeah, fuck them kids. Send their asses to school all day.
They're back at school learning, you know.
7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then add them to like LX Bass, YMCA.
It's for the after school
program.
Then,
and then keep them to like 6:30. You know what I'm saying? Come home, they're burned out, go to sleep. It's over with. Next day tomorrow.
Yeah. You're going to be a great dad.
Oh, bro, I'm not going to.
I love it.
Whoever I'm with, they're going to have to learn.
Yeah.
My sister called me. Like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm signing up Aiden for school. I called my sister, dude. Like, I'm like, he made me some food. She's like, I'm signing up Aiden for school. She's like, what should I do? The YMCA or the Ellie's best one?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what you gonna burn that for more? She's like, oh, that YMCA one. I'm gonna just put that foot in that one. Because, but my nephew likes school. That foot wants to be there all day. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I feel it. Like, my sister works a lot.
Yeah.
And if somebody else, like if there's programs, like parents, don't be ashamed that your kid's in programs.
Yeah.
No,
like, put them little motherfuckers
through
school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's good.
I was in a program called RAP, and we used to be like, RAP is crap! RAP is crap! And we were so mad. And we were, like, in the poor program. Whatever RAP was, it was the poor program. Because there was another program for, like, the richer kids, and they got to go into a bungalow. Us in RAP, we had to stay in the cafeteria area, but it was outside, so it was covered. So when it's raining, we're fucking outside. When it's hot as shit, we're outside.
And they were separate.
They separated us. I swear to God. I remember, like, the lady.
What elementary did he go to, Letty?
Franklin, and it's not Magnus school now. They've like
where they at?
In Glendale.
They were forced to reform it.
Yeah. But then also the lady that was doing the rap thing, like the other kids would get snacks and cookies and muffins. We would get yellow. You know, like if you put like grape juice in the or orange juice.
Yeah.
No, or orange juice in the ice little thing. What are they called? That make the ice?
Ice maker?
Yeah. Is it an ice maker? And she just put sticks.
Toothpicks?
Yeah, and then we—that's what our little snack.
Oh, she was that making was ghetto raspados.
Yeah, ghetto raspados. And then they would get like water. Legit. They would get muffins. We're like, what the fuck? Rapid scrap.
Fracking in Glendale is crazy.
He's doing that right now.
What?
Max's after school program is in charge.
Yeah.
They don't have one for his age. So like,
yeah.
Damn.
That's our thing too. So the boys are in daycare and we pay for it, and they can go to like 5-6. But now that Jorjito's gonna be in elementary school, he's out at 1:30, and I'm like, oh my god, kindergarten. I'm like,
oh, kindergarten.
my afternoon is gone.
Yeah.
You know, because like I'm used to going home. I can nap. I have until at least 5 to go pick those fools
and
up.
Fools are all there all day.
Yeah, but now Jorjito's there at 1:30. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, what about like,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because he has his daycare. Luisito's still going to be at the daycare.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now kindergarten is regular school, so it's
so
free. But it's at 1:30 is when I have to pick him up.
How do them fools feel about not being in school together? Because usually they'll see each other, huh?
It's really sad.
Depremont?
Duno. Jorjito's used to it because he started childcare
first.
Luisito, no. All he knows right now is life with Jorge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what's going to be tough for me.
The Depremont vibes.
Yeah.
Damn. I went to school
but shout out Jorge because he's the one that takes them to school and like he has them on the program. So like he knows how to get them to be. I think with me, they'd get all emotional and they know they have mamitis. They're like, mom, no, no, no. And I'll be like, okay, you both can stay home with me. But with Jorge, they know they can't play like that.
Yeah, so. Also JP has like a very serious face.
Yeah.
So like he was kind of like fuck, my dad has that face where like You know, okay.
You can't, you can't play, you can't try, even try to wiggle.
I'm like, ah, yeah, no, fucking, no te puedo enamorar.
Yeah, exactly. You know the parent that you can like kind of swindle a little bit.
Yeah, my mom definitely, I was like, I was going to say, I definitely swindled my mom, but that sounds crazy as shit.
No, but enamorar, is that a good word? Yeah.
But to my mom,
it's
definitely.
It's just like, yeah, like you basically like sweet talk them and just be like, no, mom.
You know what
like
you say.
Kind of like the fool from Shrek, the little cat.
Oh yeah,
the cute eyes, Puss in Boots.
Yeah,
Puss in Boots. How do you say his name?
Puss in Boots.
He called him Puss in Boots the other day. Puss in Boots.
Yeah, but nah, yeah. Then the kids are like, I seen everybody post their kids.
Yeah. I'm like, Jorito goes back on Monday, but I have to figure out a way to get him and Mario. I told him, you're gonna go to Mario World before. That's what I've been telling you guys. Can we get the plug? Because I want to make sure if I go to Universal, I can get in there. And I think, like, since all the kids are going back to school this week, that I could take him this week because he starts next week.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? You have to finesse because I could get you the plug to go inside the park.
Yeah.
But I think Mario's World is, like...
It's its own thing.
Yeah, like, it's so... Universal did it, like, the way they're set up. Exactly. But I get everybody wants to go to it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, the setup is, like, weird.
I haven't seen it.
It's super weird. So
it's, like, stressful.
Time, mm-hmm. It is stressful. The first time I went, they had a... You needed reservations. And then...
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? You know, what do you mean I need reservations? So they didn't let me pass. So what I did was I went to go buy a fast pass because if you have a fast pass.
Right, you get to go.
Yeah, but I didn't buy one for myself. I only bought one for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he can't go in there by himself. He's a little kid.
Right.
So I was like, I have to accompany him. And they were like, no, you need to buy another one. I was like, the fuck I do? I said, you guys are going to let him buy himself?
What if he dies in your ride? Yeah.
And then
he steals things.
They were like, okay, this one time. So I finessed it like that. I still had to pay almost like $200 just for that.
I know we're going to have to end up paying, but to me, it's more like I just want to make sure we get in because I've seen too many of you go and you can't even make it in.
If you have a fast pass, no matter what, you can get in. But the last time I went, I just finessed it. Like they have like people checking. But if you just walk in like with the purpose, it's like, you know, anything. Like you just walk in super fast and act like you're supposed to be there. You're good.
If you know what you got to do, like right before you walk in, just start throwing Jorito in the air. Like as you're being like the like you're like on best mom vibes and just like don't bug me. Me and my son are having a moment.
Yeah.
And then go, motherfucker, go. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to do something like that. Not be fire.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I have to do it this week. I'll probably do it.
The power up things. You buy like the power up band.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $30 or something. And then you play all the little mini games.
Yeah.
And then finally, once you unlock those, then you go to like another one.
Wow. Look at this. We're recording this on Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I might interview Canelo tomorrow.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
I know.
Hard hair.
What?
First and last question you think you're going
to
ask
him. I don't know, but it has to be in Spanish. I was literally debating this because he can talk in English, but I'm like, but I want him to know, like, hey, it's me. Like, you can talk Spanish in it too because it's going to be a bunch of boxing media. They're having their LA press conference, Canelo and Charlo, tomorrow in Beverly Hills. And they're going to grant me some time.
The same place you went to.
What do you mean?
For the Ryan thing?
No, not for Ryan.
Was it Beverly Hills too, no?
Yeah, a lot of... They end up doing it in Beverly Hills a lot.
I see. Hey, you boxing motherfuckers. Yeah. Bring it back to the ghetto, please.
Oh, my God.
Stop bringing it back. Shout out, let these plugs.
The ghetto.
But I'm like, we need to come back to the ghetto a little bit. Maybe we could do that at Mercadito?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, shout out Mercadito. Shout out to all of that right there. I just feel like... they do it so that media feel so it's a wine and dime type thing. Come to Beverly Hills, have some food.
Boss it. Yeah.
So that you can be like, ooh, and write good things about.
Yep.
It's kind of like influencing your opinion of the event of the boxing match. But so I'm like, I know that if I get the opportunity, it's probably just gonna be like me, ESPN, LA Times.
Wow.
And I know that they're gonna interview him in English and he's probably gonna answer, but I'm like, should I ask him something in Spanish so he knows? Like,
break the ice.
And but it's like, I also know that for the content purposes, it would be best if he answers in English.
Yeah.
So I probably need to ask him the questions in English. This is a weird journalist shit that I have to think about.
But also,
so I don't know how to ask him.
But also, you're blessed to know both languages.
Well,
so you know,
not according to the last reel we posted where I said arriba or whatever.
Oh yeah,
Awiba.
We were off a hell of a lot, but I think you should definitely ask both, like one and one. Maybe make it one.
Maybe
and one.
Like Spanglish it up.
Yeah, because then
get him to cuss in English. Yeah. I love when he cusses in English.
Yeah. He probably is like, get the fuck out of here,
yeah.
man. Get the fuck I'm like, and before we go, can you kick me out in English?
Motherfuck.
Get the fuck out of here.
There it is. That was the final one.
Yeah,
and then you gotta have him do a Jorito drop.
Yeah. Because Jorjito loves him.
Yeah, Dan, I'll be saying. Yeah. I was going to say take him with you, but that's probably a lot of too many people.
No, way too much. No. Dog. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know. Dog. I forgot about who the little motherfucker was. He crazy as shit.
Yeah, he's freaking crazy. Damn. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm going to make us proud, you guys.
Hell yeah.
How do you say gingers in Spanish?
El demonio.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
How do you?
I don't know.
How do you say ginger in Spanish? Angie? Huh?
Isn't it Canelo?
His name's Canelo.
No,
he's asking ginger.
But that's like
cinnamon. That's cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, that is
Canela cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Wow, well, see?
Peligro.
No.
That's
no, the ginger. Actual ginger root. What do you call a ginger root? Like if you're making... What? Culebra?
Jengibre.
Jengibre. Jengibre sounds cool.
Hey.
Hey.
Jengibre? Did they call you jengibre? Are you you fucking dissing me right now, lady?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Canelo's okay. Sick, though. So like, yeah, hopefully that happens for you.
I'm really excited.
Let's manifest the Canelo interview.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So the Dodgers are on fire.
Yeah, woo! They are. Shout out the Dodgers. As of right now, they've been having like an incredible streak.
Yeah, they won like 8 in a row or something. Mm-hmm.
And so shout out to them. But there was this guy who named his kid after Mookie. After he told Mookie, or he made a whole thing like, Mookie, if you make a home run, I'm going to name my kid after you. Mookie ends up doing it. And he named his daughter, the middle name of the daughter is Mookie.
That's fire.
She's so cute.
Little Mookie.
Damn.
Little Mookie sounds like a kid name.
And yeah, is that Mookie's real? Like, is Mookie Mookie's real name?
Her name is Francesca Mookie Mancuso.
That's a pretty
damn,
cool name.
That's a tongue twister.
He's from Pasadena.
Yeah.
Pasadena, right?
Oh, that's the same hospital the babies were born. Huntington Memorial Hospital, yeah.
They sound
damn, this Italian. Birth certificate is fire.
Yeah.
Mancuso.
My shit looks like a prison.
The dad's name is Giuseppe.
Yeah, they sound
it's a white
Italian.
Kid.
Italian, yeah. Probably.
Mookie. Italiano.
Mookie's a cool name.
Yeah.
Damn, name your kid.
Yeah. Do we know if Mookie is his real name?
It's probably a nickname. Definitely a nickname. But it's like how Maximo named his son Max after his nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your real name is Edgar. Your name is not Maximo.
You named your kid after your tagging nickname? What a dick.
Shut up. Because if Little Dune pops up.
I'm not naming my kid Dune. My family would never forgive me.
Like, Max is the actual name. Mookie's real name is Marcus.
Marcus Mookie Betts.
Mookie's way better. Mookie's way
better. All right. Talk to me about like if you would ever name your kid after a ball player, or if there was like, hey, when he did this, it made me want to name my kid after him.
Okay. My baby mama will never let me live down that I wanted to call my son Carmelo.
Wait, what?
I wanted to name Lil Vic Carmelo. I thought it was a cool name.
Didn't you say that you wanted your nickname?
That Carmelo? Was in my head. Yeah. Like, Carmelo was a real conversation.
Wow, you're a New Yorker. Carmelo Jeter?
Well, that's just a coincidence.
Whoa, what's up with this guy?
That's just a coincidence.
Right?
No, wait.
Check this out.
I was going to name my kid Snoop Dogg.
Ice Cube. No,
Tupac.
Okay. I was going to name Jorjito Shug.
So, look, Carmelo, because my mom's name is Carmen, so I was thinking like kind of a... Like the boy version of that.
Little Vic was
and then I love Carmelo Anthony. So
you
I was
do
like,
love
okay.
Carmelo. It was for
so
Carmelo.
So I was like, okay, that's cool.
It wasn't for Carmen. Shout out Carmen. I love
no, it
you.
No, it was a combination. Vic. I swear to God.
That's a reach,
so this
really.
Was a real conversation. And she was like, hell no, I'm not naming my son Carmelo. And I was like, whatever. And then LaMelo Ball comes up. And that's a cool name. And everybody loves it. But whatever. And
is LaMelo named after Carmelo?
No. But no. It's everybody calls him Mello.
Mello.
Mello is a cool name.
Oh.
And then I always thought like. Growing up, I was like, dude, it would be sick to call my son like Jeter, like maybe his middle name. But
that's crazy. No, Jeter. Vic
Carmelo
Jeter.
Jeter Ulloa.
Sounds crazy.
Sounds fucking crazy. Yeah.
Even Victor Jeter Ulloa.
Yeah, it doesn't have a ring to it at all.
Yeah, but see, we would never let you. Thank God you didn't do that because we would never let you.
Shout out Ali for
we're
that.
Like your baby mama. See, I thank you her for stopping you because you would never be.
She's like, you remember when you wanted to name Carmelo? And I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
My brother tried to name my nephew Kobe. And his girl said, nah. So all of us called the baby Kobe when it was in the belly. Like,
oh, she like was mad. Days, she was mad.
He didn't get the name.
What's his name?
Nathan.
Nathan, you could have been named Kobe, Nathan. Yeah.
That would have been way cooler.
But your mom's boring. I'm kidding.
Your mom fucking sucks.
Yeah. No, she doesn't what? Suck.
Your mom doesn't know legendary shit.
Okay.
Wait, who is it? That's your brother's?
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
what,
sister-in-law.
What Dodger would you name a kid after, Duno?
Mine?
Yeah.
Bellinger.
Ooh, wow, that's a crazy name.
Bellinger Lopez?
I was going to go with, it would probably be like a first name, and then Bellinger, and then Lopez. And then Lopez.
So Danny Bellinger?
Lopez? Danny Bellinger, that's hard. That's
but what if they call him Belly? That's Belly's nickname.
Yeah, but Belly's fire. I mean,
what if they get him confused with Eric Bellinger?
So like Belly didn't have to understand for it, like his stomach.
Yeah.
But like if they just named him Belly because of Belly, or maybe Kershaw. I always thought Kershaw was a hard name.
Kershaw.
But it's too white. I don't think.
Because then you could be able to call him that. But think of your mom that only speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
She would even ketchup. Like it would change into something totally different. Have you ever had that where like they have like white sounding names and then the Latina parents change it?
Okay, so I have a homie. You guys met him before. Mm-hmm. Super cholo looking fool. The homie that does push-ups, how we post them.
Uh-huh.
This fool's name is Jackson.
Jackson.
The homie's name is Jackson.
I didn't know that.
He has tattoos. He does push-ups and he's like, oh, prison.
But he has a nickname.
Prison.
His nickname is Ogo. Okay. Ogo or Bugum. We call him Bugum and Ogo, either one. But his fucking real name is Jackson. I'm like, why the fuck is your name Jackson?
Yeah.
Fool's beating her out, fool. Like, think of So-So.
That's
and
crazy.
Maximo had a kid. It's Bugum.
His mom probably like Michael Jackson.
And then.
She would call him Jackson or something because in Spanish is the J.
And then when my homegirl Stephanie, shout out Steph, the Starbucks plug.
Yeah.
The old office. My homie's Asian, Filipino. Fool's name is Jerome.
Yeah, her man.
Her man's name is Jerome. And I'm like, dude. This is just, it's getting crazy.
Jerónimo.
Jerónimo, that's what they call him. Or they call him Casimiro.
That has nothing to do with his name.
Little throwback joke.
All right. Hey, shout out Long Beach. There's a paletero in Long Beach, and he's doing it right. First of all, I didn't know Long Beach had this many dogs.
Oh, yeah.
To one, have a dog beach. There is a beach dedicated to dogs in Long Beach, and he has dedicated paletas to these dogs. They're called Frosty Paws, and they're made specifically for your little perritos.
I like that. Shout out him for thinking outside the box and being catering to the perritos out there. That's where I got to go.
Perritos, perrits. But he also doesn't want his name or face shown because I don't know. I think he might be hiding from somebody. But what my thing is, like, I feel like someone's going to take this.
And run with
and
it.
And run with it. And then we're going to see it in Sprouts and Erewhon and like Frosty Paws.
Shout out him though, because he's probably making way more bank with the perritos instead of the humans.
Not for sure, because they always think like, okay, oh no, like the dog is thirsty. I'm like, how do you know? Like his tongue is always hanging out.
Maybe.
Dogs just do that naturally.
Yeah.
No?
No, unless your dog's unhealthy. Like if you have like a French bulldog or something.
Yeah.
They breathe hella fucking crazy. Or like their tongue's always out. But shout out him. He's probably making stupid bang. But imagine you order like a raspado and this foot gives you the dog one.
I mean, I would wonder what's the difference.
I always think about that too with like the dog cakes. Like, can I eat that?
Have but you guys ever tried dog food? Be honest.
Never. But the way you asked
me
it.
Me neither.
I tried it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was it like? Was it like it was good?
Tastes weird.
Why'd you try it?
Like a dare.
It wasn't a dare.
You dared yourself?
He dared yourself.
He was like, Edgar, I dare you, Maximo.
Okay, Vic, did you?
He's punishing himself for not going to church as a kid, so he ate dog food.
Hold on. Victor.
What?
Did you?
I tried it a little bit. Yeah, I tried it. Yeah, because the little bone treats look so good.
Right, they look like they're probably like cinnamony or like graham cracker kind of.
They taste like chalk. And like no, that's crazy. I tell her act like a dog. Ponte de cuatro, mami.
I like that.
All of a sudden.
I like that, Vic. Damn, your parents were vicious feeding you guys dog food and shit.
No,
so you had the pebble one and you had the bone one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, his mom got mad at him. He didn't want to go to church. And then this fool said he Fredo caught him again with another grade. You want to be a perro? Yeah. Eat this fucking dog chain. Yeah. You guys, if the homies, that's why I admire them as being great parents. Because they were fucking, look. The homie had to eat dog pebbles.
Look at him.
Okay. You never tried anything?
No, dog food.
Oh, I have tried. Have you tried an animal food? Any animal food. Don't lie. This is a clip, by the way.
I ate a cricket before.
You ate a cricket?
Not an animal, not any animal. But you ate a cricket?
Yeah, with the little packets. And the homies put tapatio only one of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried it.
I tried one before.
I wasn't for me, but the homies was eating them like it was nothing. Like, he's like, they're healthy. I'm like, they're in the fucking
Which homie was it?
Probably some smoker fool that I grew up with. I forgot his name. He was doing some wild shit. But I feel like my mom said it's normal.
Yeah.
She was like,
But they sell
were the crickets that he bought somewhere, or that he just catching them?
Nah, he bought him at the tienda, at the local like mom and pop spot. I'm like, why do you sell crickets?
I tried bird feed because it looks like seeds. Bird feed. All right, hey fool, you ate a fucking bone. So, because it looked like a sunflower, and a little And I was like, ooh, I want to try it, and it didn't taste like it.
No, it never tastes like how you. Think. Yeah.
Damn, yeah. That's
look at us. Hey, comment below what animal product you ate.
Your parents were getting, you ever getting tortured by your parents, huh?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever ate any like weird bugs?
No.
No.
Mm-mm, but do you want to tell your story?
No, I never ate a bug.
The lollipop no. With a little bug in it?
No, but I mean, I've seen like ever since I saw Lion King, I always thought that like maybe some of those bugs tasted good.
You ate a worm.
No, I never ate a worm.
You ate a caterpillar.
When they're doing Hakuna Matata and they're just like eating the bugs.
Yeah, they're you guys slurping didn't think, it.
I never thought about eating like,
slimy but satisfying or something. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never thought about eating a worm.
I was scared.
I feel like,
I feel like you did, but you just don't feel safe. You don't feel safe enough.
This is not a safe space, okay?
Fucking see, fella put you through a lot.
Yeah, speaking of insects, shout out to the homie, Steven Menace of Menace Brand for his Blue Beetle collab.
That looks so sick.
Which is DC's first Latino superhero.
Yeah, and Xolo is the actor that plays Blue Beetle.
That's right.
Shout out Xolo.
That's so tight.
Shout out man is doing this shit. Is this like Blue Beetle approved or is this just his mental?
No, no, it's an official collab.
Yeah, it looks like
it's an official collab.
It's an official collab.
I don't know. If I don't know where Mexican
is. That's why it's a big deal because it's like a official DC licensed merch.
Shout out to homie Menace.
And that movie drops really soon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The 18th?
I was seeing them do the press run they were doing.
Friday.
Yeah.
George Lopez is on this too.
Yes, George Lopez is like the crazy deal.
Your mans.
Me,
I don't think it has enough promo if it drops this weekend.
Yeah, look, 3 days away. Yeah.
Yep.
I think it does because it's one of those things of like we're giving these Latinos their movie here.
It has here pressure, but I don't think it has promo.
You guys been crying, so here, and it's kind of like push it like you would push any other movie.
But I think it should be getting more love.
For sure.
There should be more things on it.
I was seeing the interview and shit like that, but see, that's why these people got to tap in with podcasts like ours, and like certain things that I was able to. So Blue Beetle, we're doing
even less about interviews. It's like what are the pop up? Like what are the activations? What stuff like that?
You know what? You know what? You're right because I want to see them on the little on the little snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones we could buy, you know, Blue Beetle things. We want to see them on some.
I
want to
take those beetles flying in little kites.
Yeah.
Like our parents used to.
There should be like a whole beetle party or something.
Yeah.
For Blue Beetle, I'm gonna catch one.
Jumba?
Tie it up.
Yeah.
With a string and then just.
Yeah, it's like a kite.
Yeah.
That's what she just said.
Fuck you, bitch.
You said a kite.
She just said that.
She literally just.
I literally
said
did
a
it
kite.
And
I did
it.
Meant like a literal kite.
No.
I was like, no way he's about to do this.
I didn't know you guys did that in the valley.
I literally.
It's a little suburb over there. Over here, you know, we get did in the Salvador.
No way.
Where are your church? Were they making you eat fucking dog food?
You're never gonna get over that. I'm sorry that you expressed that you shared that story, and then.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, the Maximo was depressed at church. Not me though. I love God.
Yeah.
That's cap. That's not cap. Read me a Bible, with the scripture.
What is your favorite Bible verse or song? Teach us something. Teach us something they taught you besides throw away all your Disney movies.
Hey, you think they would have let you watch
and
Blue
Pokemon
Beetle?
Cars?
Probably not.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, "Es el Diablo."
With my cousin's stepdad.
Wait, what?
What?
Because my cousin's dad used to come pick them up every other weekend and take them. So I used to go with them. We used to always watch the movie.
Oh, sick!
That you couldn't at
home. Damn, that's like, couldn't watch Disney movies at home.
What's like your favorite song from that time?
Fuck.
You have one. You have.
All I remember is Alabaré.
Go. How does it go?
Alabaré, alabaré,
alabaré. But that's old.
No, I don't. Let's do it. Let's praise God.
I don't know. Mark has a different God than we do.
He has the same God.
The same God.
Same God. Just
same God. Yeah, same God.
The one of the differences
different
is that they believe in only praying to him, and we Catholics we pray to different people. We'll pray to like the. Hail, like Holy Mary and other people.
Stupid way.
I don't know.
You heard that one?
Marketing.
You know, I'm like, you think somebody was like writing different PR scripts for like Maximo's church? Damn, poor Maximo. I feel bad for you, brother.
Well, I had a great time.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It was fun. Yeah. Like, I have a group chat with all my church homies.
Yeah.
And it's probably like the darkest.
That church is actually more fun than the Catholic church we grew up in. Catholic church, sit up, sit down, kneel. God.
I didn't have take like a this thing.
They were partying.
And I had to stand up like 30 times. Like, yeah. What's going on?
I like how we're like very like.
Church? We doing thighs?
I like how we're really judgmental of other like other religions, yeah, but they legit is boring. Yeah, their stuff is way more fun.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up in a church. I don't like shout out whoever loves God. You know?
I had crazy stories from church. Mm-hmm. One of my homies from church stole his mom's rent and bought a box of Pokemon cards and just gave us all Pokemon cards. Like, let's go.
Yeah, they
were mad.
Hey, keep it up. You ever crack it at the church? You did.
Oh! Jesus Christ.
No, you didn't.
Makeout session in the pews?
In the church bus?
In the church bus because it wasn't on holy land. I like it.
I like that. Shout out Maximo for getting and cracking at the church.
No, wow. You didn't.
Shout out God. You know what I'm saying? God's a good guy.
Oh, gosh.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Okay, well, big up to Menace,
shout
too, for doing
shout
that.
Shout out Menace for doing that, though. I like seeing shit like that because I feel like he deserves, like, right now is his time, especially so many Latino, like we know a lot of Latino designers
brands, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Menace is one of the ones like just been doing this shit, so shout the boy.
Okay, I want to talk to you guys about this story I saw and I was like, wow, we need to chime in. There's certain stories that just need Brown Bad's perspective.
Yeah,
there is a mom that has refused to kill the lice on her daughter or son. I don't know if it were her child.
Oh, it's her daughters. It's multiple daughters.
Okay,
I could guess her ethnicity.
My 7-year-old daughter is best friends with the girl next door whose family are vegan. That's fine. We respect their choice. My problem is that recently, this otherwise delightful child was at our house and scratching furiously, and I discovered she was crawling with head lice.
Damn.
After mentioning the nits to the girl's mom, the mom said she was aware of them but didn't want to harm them as vegans don't kill living things.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Losers.
She told me she was in the practice of combing the lice and nits into the garden where they had the best chance of survival. Dang, that's crazy. So, yes, a mom that doesn't want... She'll brush them out, but she won't kill them because she's vegan. What are our thoughts? I don't even want to see
them. Oh, my God. Bro, they're crawling everywhere.
I don't want to see.
Oh, shit.
Man, this little girl. My mom's taking care of the little girl. Fuck what the mom talking about. You gonna get you. You
they're
gonna bomb,
everywhere.
Little girl. Fucking the. You gonna bomb. What is over with? My sister Cookie. She has a nickname Pelona. If you guys grew up with us, my sister Cookie, because she went. She had lice, and my mom shaved her head. Yes. Got lice.
She wasn't playing no games.
How old was she when she shaved her bald?
It don't matter. My mom did a great fucking job.
Oh my God.
Give a fuck about that vegan shit. Who gives a fuck? You fucking stupid as fuck.
I have a
theory. My daughter scratch her head the fuck off, give her some bruises or irritation because I'm vegan. Bitch, fuck you and them animals.
Yeah.
I have a theory that vegans are the most unhealthy people in the world.
Why?
Because they all do cocaine.
Okay, I'm not gonna partake.
Every vegan I know does cocaine.
Lettuce and cocaine, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
But no, honestly, this is wild. Not
cocaine
killing.
Is natural.
Yeah, obviously, they put it in their body. Yeah, they put it in their body.
The lavadita joint. But I'm like saying, bro, that's crazy. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
If my, like...
Hell no.
It, like, let's just... When I have a kid, let's just say, go kick your... And my kid has lice, you shave that kid's head off.
Yeah.
Hey, Duno, your daughter got lice. Can you shave it for me, please? Okay, cool. I'll sell you. You invoice me for the
that was crazy to me. Her reasoning was crazy.
We don't
and even
things.
The fact that she's putting them in the yard, that's wild.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like
gracious.
They take it too seriously. Like, you don't have to be such a strict vegan. You know, you can, like, break a couple rules. Like, who's going to find out?
I know you want a daughter, dude, but, like, are you blessed, like, certain shit like this where you have the boys? And
boys get lice, too.
But not like that, but it's not, girls, it's not as common. It's not as common.
Yeah.
I don't remember having lice.
I got lice from a girl when I was a kid. Her hair looked like that video.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting next to her in class, and then I was like, there's bugs in her hair. And then I had them next day.
Yeah.
Damn, we made a girl cry in middle school because of that shit.
Because of her lice?
Yeah, like she was like, they were going back and forth. And I don't know where we heard like, shut up, bitch. That's why you got lice. And I was like, whoa.
Dang.
And then for the rest of the...
She was crying.
She was the lice girl for the rest of the...
Yeah.
Our eighth grade.
You don't want to get caught up with that. That's so sad.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Shout out to all the kids that have lice, because you go through it. It happens. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
I've had lice, but, like, my mom never shaved me bald. She did the comb thing.
She did the comb
and the shampoo, yeah.
What if the it gets too out of hand?
I don't know. Well, it never got that out of hand. That's just ridiculous. Yeah, that's like infestation.
And that sure hurts the kid's head. Like, it's like a...
Yeah, itchy, like, bug bites.
Then imagine... So, is she sending her to school like that?
That's my thing. I don't think she's be allowed to.
No, you can't go to school with lights.
Yeah, because in school now, before they would call your parents to pick you up if you had lights. Mm-hmm. Now they just keep you there, and they tell you to sit away. But they still don't send them home.
That's crazy.
Also, like having scabies?
Scabies, no. That's different.
I'm not sure what scabies
are. Scabies, you know, on your skin.
On your skin.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I've had it.
You've had it before?
Yeah.
You have
Nasty
it?
Nasty motherfucker.
All right, you guys, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back with Edgar Report, Cooler Culo, Sombra Sala, all that good stuff. All right, before we move on, shout out to Felix from The Watch, because he told me that I didn't give him a shout out earlier. So that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Shout out to Felix.
Yeah. You have to be a certain Pantone color.
But you aren't too far from each other.
Nah, come on. That's my boy, though.
Oh, damn, we're doing the no shoes thing?
Mm. No, that's what you guys do. All right.
It's because now we have a little rusty right here. Just know that we were buying straight Ross underwear and socks this weekend, brother.
You did?
Walmart boys.
Over in Palm Springs. Oh, and that's a 24/7. No, Palm Springs. In Rosarito?
In Papa Reese? Did you try to put Papa's and Rosarito together?
No, I was going to say Palm Springs. I don't know why my head went to Palm
Is there a 24 hours Ross in Palm Springs?
No, 24-hour Walmart.
Walmart? Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
I know we were doing Brown Pride, so I kind of want to say Brown Pride a little bit because I want to big up this cool little box that we have in front of us, okay? Can you be my Vanna White? Can you be my Vanna Brown?
Vanna Brown?
So in the first tier, shout out to Tres Generaciones because they featured me on their first ever zine. Yeah. The first one.
Ooh.
And it's my story in print, which is really cool. Like, that's even seeing
super
it.
Super fire.
Yeah. That's not me. That's like a singer.
No, I'm showing the magazine for
him. But then it's photos that were taken, and then our guy Tomas, who works for so many people.
Yeah.
But he told my story. And it was really cool to see it, like, flip through pages.
Yeah.
Seeing your story.
That's
hard. Shout out
to Tres Generaciones. And then we've talked about it. I've told you guys how my mom used to drink this all the time. So to me, it's like, this is a brand that we know is in our life. The other police here.
Oh, my name's on here. Nice.
Oh.
I said, Leti, that their box is sick. But it's not a little box.
It's a big old box.
It's a big ass box.
Oh, I said little?
Yeah, you said
little. So that's like a shaker if we wanted to be little bartenders. Like,
shake it.
And then there's like two glass cups if you want to drink.
Nice.
And then the bottom one. Oh, yeah. Look at you.
I always wondered how people got those cups, and now I know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, who even gets them? Like, where do they
LA
sell
blogger.
Right?
I had like a Crown Royal cup that I always.
Is that true or not?
Let me read this. Let me read this.
Oh, yeah. You can read. And then the bottom, can you do the.
Ooh, the botella.
Yeah, it's the actual bottle of Tres Generaciones. And we're going to drink that.
This is a great setup.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, dang, this packaging is amazing.
Forces with Rose Carlos Vic and LA Blogger.
Okay, go.
And Duno, a content creator. I like the content creator one.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
And that's what Vic was before.
LA Blogger. I just like, I like when it said, why do people put the dots? Are they supposed to put the dots? LA Blogger.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Shout out El Victor. Hey, this was some sick ass shit though. Shout out this for me.
Yeah, Tomas.
let go of the salt. Give it to me.
It's a whole thing of salt.
No, it's just like
you bought it, Massimo.
I was tripping out. I couldn't find salt.
He went to Aldi and he got iodized table salt.
What's Aldi?
It's a
bootleg Trader Joe's.
We said like it's if Trader Joe's and Walmart kissed, they would have made Aldi. Yeah.
I think Aldi owns Trader Joe's. Right?
It's the same packaging.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But it's like the floor is like Walmart.
Yeah, I've been there like one
the
time.
The floor is like Walmart.
You know, like they just do cement?
They didn't have any regular brands.
It's really weird actually in this one.
Right?
Shut up, you don't let me show
it. They didn't
have
any
cool
brands.
Isn't it cool to just see it and then like photos and all that?
He took these pictures
from a different country.
I like how we're having two conversations. I love this. Nah, it's good. Because they were both very like good conversations. Like Walmart talking, let these photos.
Yeah. It's like the Goosebumps book where you could choose which page you go to.
Choose what you tune into.
Yeah.
Where did he buy this little radio from?
They had it. They had a whole setup. It was really cool.
This is sick, though.
That's super dope.
Are
shout
you
out this
me?
One. He got down. Yeah, this is sick, way.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I thought they were like little.
You have to keep that
jean
box.
Short. Yeah, you have to keep the box.
All right, you guys. So we have a bunch of limones here. Well, they're lemons. They're not limones.
Or put it like this. When you frame it, you got to frame it like this.
Facts. Sideways. Limones is both, right?
Yeah.
In Spanish, it's both, right?
Yeah. Just green and yellow.
In English, it's lime or lemon. So right now we have yellow limones. We don't have limes in front of us.
These are better on hot Cheetos than the green ones.
Yeah, the green ones are better for shots. But do you know, I mean.
I agree.
Yeah.
But these get
But I love putting salt on. I know it's bad for you. I know it's bad for you. But putting salt on lemon, dang. Many a teeth have been sensitive because of that. We ate so much lemon and salt. It makes you just feel the softness. Like you feel your teeth soft. Like, oh my God.
It's definitely. Right?
But it's good. Okay, so we're doing shots.
I told Angie, I was like, Angie, why are you eating your shrimp tacos like that? Shout out my boy, he brought us food, man. Shout out to Torta Plug.
Torta Plug. Yeah.
Young Latino bomb. Doing his shit.
Yep. He's so cool.
He's from Manila.
Oh, that's so cool. We need to interview him.
Shout out to Nella Boy.
Because he's young as fuck. But he
does everything.
When he was in high school, he was selling tortas.
Yeah.
That was literally the Torta Plug.
Yeah, at the school.
Mm-hmm. That fool was like, that fool told me and Vic, he was like, hey, you guys like this shit? I was like, yeah. He's like, I make this. I was like, all right. He's like, I also cut hair. And I was like, all right. He's like, yeah, I make my own jeans too.
Yeah.
And I was like, shout out to Torta.
One stop shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this fool could design you.
Feed you,
and cut your hair.
Wow.
And
get rid of the lice.
See?
One girl.
Mm-hmm. See, girls never settle for a dude that just has one job.
Oh, wow.
What?
Just make it about how women are better than men.
No, you just got to keep your standards high.
Damn, motherfucker.
Why am I bad?
That's not even a lot. That's literally not even a lot.
I forgot it wasn't water.
All right. We're going to take a shot. If you have, whatchamacallit? Alcohol near you or by you and you want to take a shot with us. We got a new office. It's fucking hot as shit. Fuck, it's so hot. Damn, I can fucking smell this shit already. Oh my God.
And whenever you're drunk, do you ever sing like this? You just start moaning.
I love you even though
just start
you're
moaning?
Stupid. I love you even though you make me mad.
Yep.
I love you even though you're just, you have that face. Okay? Now you guys go. I love you even though.
No, shut the fuck up. I love you even though you don't know how to dress.
Me? Oh, dude, Vic.
It's not real swag.
No, sorry.
It's like IT swag.
Yeah. You.
I failed you. I failed you.
I'm definitely a sponsored ad. I love the free shit. Shout out all besos, no pesos. Or all pesos, no pesos. I don't know, whatever.
All right, Vic, go.
And look at this nice Virgin Mary shorts.
And then what about Maximo? I love you even
Maximo would have burned these. Maximo? I love you even though you have meetings without me.
All right, Vic, go. You're I love you even though.
All right, I love you, Letty, even though you talk a lot in the morning. And sometimes I just want to be quiet.
go ahead.
I love you, Duno, even though you weren't here all day yesterday and I was here till like 8 o'clock.
Fixing everything, enabling Duno while he's turning up in Rosario.
And then, Maximo, I love you even though
you have meetings without us.
Shut the fuck up. What do you do?
What do you do? Oh, you left us hanging on Monday.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly. What do you do? Exactly.
Can we go on Angie?
You love. Wait, it's Maximo's turn. You love Angie. You're going to marry her one day. No, it's your turn, Maximo. You love me even though.
I love you even though. Give me headaches.
I love when you give me headaches. Chill. It's a rap line. All right. You love Duno even though.
Fucking scream all the time.
Marcus thinks I'm perfect. He told me the other day.
And this is why he gets away with the shit that he gets away with. Enablers like you guys. All right, Vic.
I love you even though you gotta speak up.
Yes! Now we're getting to the truth. Play this game with your friends. I love you even though.
All
right, Ty Angie, I love you even though.
I love you even though you're a fucking pussy ass ugly motherfucker.
Oh my God, you love her so much.
I hate the way you were eating shrimp tacos today.
Why were you even paying attention?
She was fucking cutting the shrimp. I was like, yeah, I need to eat it with the tortilla. She's like, I'm a skinny girl tip doing out. And I was like, I can't tell. She's like, just start it. Fuck you. Bye. I love you even though you ruined my Don Omar story. I love you even though your nails ain't done. I love you even though your hair is not done. I love you even though you didn't do your makeup today. I love you even though you got a white beater on. What the irony. And that
with the irony in that.
I love you that you got no swag and show your bra straps.
I don't care.
I love you even though you thought Grupo Firme was cool and so far, but they suck there.
we went with people we loved. That's why you were there, because you were trying to hide the pain with influencers.
Shout out to influencer boys. I love you even though you hate all my influencers. I love you even though you got Nike sandals. We moved on to Yeezys around this month.
No, we didn't. No, we did not.
I thought that was a good thing. Collective.
Nope.
I love you because I've never seen you
naked. Shut up now.
All right, let's take a shot.
I love you even though your boyfriend is like a middle schooler. I love you even though you took him to school today. Oh, you ready for Vic's turn?
I thought, go.
Vic, I love you even though you date kids.
Oh. What? Shut the fuck up.
Well, fix that. Fix that. Fix that.
She was 23.
God, dark humor. I love you even though you made us be her friend. I love you even though she hit me back. Bro, she replied to one of my stories.
I was going to reply.
Let's
take a shot before we make Vic talk about
it. I was going to.
Cheers. Cheers. Angie, cheers.
Cheers to pain. Cheers.
I love you even though. Cheers, LV.
Felix, you want a shot? Nah, you're good. Oh, by the way, Felix told us that he, LV, what does he eat? Chicken nuggets with chocolate milk?
Milk.
Chocolate shake.
LV, why you guys hire him?
LV's he's probably the boss.
Shout out to Watch.
Yeah.
No, but.
Oh, amazing. delicious. Wow, it's the best. Okay. I've gone 3 generations back in time.
My family loved this for 3 generations.
I wish you were with me in Tijuana.
And the TJs.
I don't feel like beating my wife. What?
I get it, bro.
Get a wife first. Second, okay. It's not mezcal.
Still won't make me feel like that.
Some
guy at the bar.
I love you so much. Even if I had mezcal, I wouldn't hit you.
Yeah. Some guy at the bar was like, you like mezcal? I was like, no. He's like, this is a mezcal bar. I was like, oh shit, my bad.
Who about a big guy with you? Hey, dude. Real quick, before we move on to Vic's pain, the homie yesterday, we're all like hungover. We're eating at Denny's, and he's like, damn way. Ayer como reyes, hoy como reyes, ¿verdad?
Wow.
I thought it was like the best bar.
That's a great.
Like, and then, bro, we started because the homies be like, tú tranquilo, yo nervioso. The homies say that. They go like, tú tranquilo, yo nervioso. Like, if we're stressing out about to be, the homies would be like, ay, tú tranquilo, yo nervioso. Like, or but yesterday the homie was like, no mames, güey.
Yeah.
Ayer como reyes, hoy como reyes.
I like that. I like their saying.
That's a great expression.
Yeah.
Bro, Leti, you got to be around the homie Beto. He goes like, hijo de toda tu reputa pinche cagada madre la verga. When he goes like, tú, güey, pinche idiota, güey.
No, which one's
wey.
Beto?
Betique, little Duno.
Oh, yeah.
Little Duno right
he's
there.
He's funny.
It's my son right there. Love him to death. He's like the little homie. Like, that fight
have I met him before?
Yeah.
You have. You just.
He doesn't talk.
No, he talks a lot, actually.
Which one's the one that doesn't talk? And he looks a little bit fluffy. Because he looks like he has like a troll hair.
He has glasses?
No, you have him. He has like a little troll haircut, like the treasure trolls.
Oh, he's the one that helped me move the boxes right here.
Oh, Oscar.
But he's quiet.
Hey, I feel bad for Oscar because remember you sent him an Uber to my house?
Yeah.
So I was going outside. I was like putting my shoes on. I took like 3 minutes to go outside and he was just standing in front and he's like, hey, fool, just got banged on.
he's young.
Yeah, he's like, luckily I'm not from nowhere. He's like, he wanted to kill me, I think.
He's a baby. He just turned 18.
And I was like, bro, I'm so sorry. Like, those 3 minutes, like, he almost died.
Oh, my God.
He's so cool. He's such a nice
here
kid.
Here to help you move the boxes.
Yeah, I'm like.
He's such a nice kid because I know, like, he wants to, like, just be around. And he's actually the homie Sovic's little cuñado. So I'm like, bro, just come with me.
Mm-hmm. He's cool.
I'm like, you want to be around. He gets to me, like, bro, he met Blueface. He's like, can I ask you for a picture? I'm like, yeah, bro, go ahead.
That's
and
cool.
He just likes being around. But, yeah, shout out to the homies. But, yeah, hoy como reyes. Ayer como reyes.
No.
Or
ayer como reyes.
Ayer como reyes. Ayer como
it already
reyes.
Hit.
That's my new line right there.
I like it.
Speaking of reyes, how way do you feel about following? Like you can't. I can't unfollow her. She has to block me. I like following her. She has to block me at this point.
I just think.
It's
I just.
Fine.
She
it's
knows.
Fine.
Okay. So me and Vic.
It's increasing your guys' follower count, not mine.
Yeah, so me and Vic were having like a depre war on our stories on who's sadder than
who's
sadder. Who won let the I did with the one video.
Who's more sad?
Like, no, my video was way funnier.
My video was way funnier. The no mames, güey, si no quieres a mi canal, güey, chinga tu madre. Yeah. Tiene buenos sentimientos.
Mm-hmm.
When I said.
And she laughed at that. She sent laugh, right?
Yeah. She replied to one of the stories.
Mm-hmm.
It was just funny that I said that he can't. This is him when he can't get him back into Fontana.
Dude, me and Fontana broke up.
I know, that's why.
Not like legally broke up.
Newsflash.
I know.
Newsflash to
that's
you or
that's
what?
Why I posted what? That.
Oh, whoa! Like, breaking news.
In the last part was fucking then, the gang of shit.
Yeah.
In the video, it's funny because one, Leo is also from Echo Park, but the other thing was that he was just like, "I'll be a good boy. Just let me in."
What is he talking about?
You guys didn't see
the post? His story.
Yeah, the post.
Who's Leo?
Like
Leo DiCaprio.
So I posted the video of the two little Barcita kids.
Yeah, I remember. I saw that.
And then he posted, "Oh yeah, when Duno can't go to Fontana." Yeah. But in the video, he's like, "I'll be a good boy. I promise if you let me in."
Yeah.
Mm.
You have to hear it. It was funny.
Got humor.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It made me laugh.
Yeah, but Vic's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's her dog chatter on her. Replied to one of my stories, and I wanted to reply like, "Fuck you, Team Vic." But I was like, she's a really nice girl.
She's a really nice girl.
Me. Yeah, it was me. She did nothing wrong.
It was him.
It's just me and my trauma.
But you know what, Vic? I think it's finally happening, brother.
What?
We're outside. And I promised myself
I'm not outside, you guys.
I promised myself that I wouldn't.
I just stepped out for a meeting, you guys, during this little break when you hear like the little dee, 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 whatever. I just stepped out for a meeting. I come back in there listening to Junior Ache all sad. Like all of them have sad little faces. Kid? They're sad. But they're not outside.
We're outside.
They're inside crying.
Yeah, see, we're outside.
Buddy. I did some summer shit for the first time all summer.
They're outside to hide the pain.
Fun. Yeah, we're outside to hide the pain.
It's fine.
It's fine. I promise myself I'm not going to get into any talking stages until further notice.
Okay. You guys should give yourself space.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm taking that advice you were giving us the last pod. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn how to be outside by myself without having to. I'm just outside, so if you talk to me, just know this chora's getting licked somewhere else too. And that's bars.
No.
That's respect.
Okay. All right. Well, shout out to them for doing that. Me and Angie are gonna be outside on Friday.
With chavatos?
We're gonna go see Karol G. Y beberi.
Are you taking your vatos to go watch
Karol
G?
No, Karol, didn't you hear me say me and Angie?
Oh, you and Angie.
Me and Angie.
You down to go?
Go see Karol G.
Yeah, you down?
First of all, we didn't ask you, motherfucker. We're asking Letty. See, I hate when Angie doesn't mind her business.
I love you, but whatever. I love you even though.
I'm cool.
You don't want to see?
Yeah, because there's a bunch of girls that hate their exes.
Sounds like you.
But they're hot. Facts, huh? But that's good that they hate their exes. I would love.
You don't want them to love their ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then like, you know what? Where's it gonna be at?
Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl. Letty's hometown. Letty's about to go crazy at the Rose Bowl. Letty, if she screams titties. Are you going crazy?
Hell yeah,
no?
It's Karol G.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I love that for you, brother. Damn, we should go, huh?
Bro, my outfit is just pink and a purple pasty.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
That is not just your outfit.
That's my outfit. Have you not seen the album artwork? It's a little sirena. That's
just
my outfit.
Just a pink and a purple.
Yeah.
We definitely should go.
Let's go.
You know, I changed my mind. I feel like we should go.
Is it me? No, that's fine though. Shout out Karol G.
It's gonna be great. She's dope. She had dropped her album Un Verano Sin Ti. It does remind me of the Bad Bunny one. Yeah. Mañana Será Bonito, and then she has Bichota Season, which she just dropped, which is another like
shout out her for putting in
like
work.
Extra song. She's killing it.
Hell yeah.
She's definitely the glow up after a relationship ended. Like the other fool got like the bad end of the breakup. You never want to get the bad end of the breakup. You want to get the level up. She got the level up. She's selling out Rose Bowl.
She did
two nights. Yep. First Latina headliner.
115,000 people.
Yeah.
Let's clap it up for one of our paisanas.
Yeah. She's from Colombia.
Oh, it's paisana. Like she's like a paisa. You know, she's one of us. A paisana.
Paisanas for país. Colombians no, of course.
Colombians and Mexicans, we're like locked in.
For the drug trade?
For the drugs.
Oh, gosh.
But shout out Karol G, not further. I'll bullshit aside.
Yeah.
She's doing great things. Letty's going to be out there with purple and pink pasties.
You know who doesn't want to go? Irene.
Oh, why Irene? Because she's Mexican?
Yeah.
Or she's Latina?
Irene's.
She's Colombian?
Yeah, Irene's like, oh, my aunt wants to go. Sexy Red?
Sexy, you want to go see Sexy Red?
I do actually.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to see Irene out of Sexy Red.
Tell Irene I love you even though.
I love you even though.
You're making me cry. I don't really care,
Dina. Okay, yeah. I love you even though you never made a TikTok about me.
Wow. You see how he notices everything, my little Pisces? She said that you called her Irene or with the wiener because she was giving me like the origin story. Do you remember the origin story?
I don't remember the origin story.
Irene or the wiener.
Was this when you were? That's when you were. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then?
You said, "Oh, Irene is being a dick. Irene
Damn, I don't remember that. That sounds like that's some dude no shit. Cause I'm probably with the homies like, dude, Irene got a dick right now. You know, Irene with the wiener. Shout out Irene. She does not have a wiener, by the way.
She doesn't.
But I
she has big old tetas, though. True or not true?
I plead the fifth.
She does.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. She doesn't have a Crenshaw shirt on. She has a Crenshaw mural. Dude, yeah, I'm telling you, I like it. Come on.
Shout out Irene. Yeah. Irene with the wiener and the teeters, whatever.
The teeters.
The teeters.
Irene with the teeters.
Dude.
Our subscriber chat talks to her. Oh, so, hey, shit. Tell her to show the thotties.
Dude, okay. I forgot to tell you guys the most, not uncomfortable, but dude, it's about you. Some dude, I'm with all the homies. Everybody, Reggaetolandia, the homies from SF. Shout out DJ Papi Chulo, that's his name. Shout out all the homies. We're deep, fool. And some pooch just walks up to me and goes like, dude, no! Why you ain't fuck Letty, fool?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, and it's like mid-song change. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, boy, dude, no, why you ain't fuck Letty? Yo, boy. I was like, dude. I'm like, bro.
That's hilarious.
What'd you answer?
I was like, cheers, perrito. Dude, but all the homies were like, fool, it's because the conversation always comes up when the comment comes. And the homies go like, fool, just tell us, fool. Like, we won't tell nobody, fool.
And I'm like, dude. Bro.
Bro, it's not me.
I don't like that.
Well, Letty.
What?
We brought it upon ourselves, I guess.
We brought it upon ourselves? Just because you crack my fingers all the time and you rub your hands through my hair.
That's what I said. I said it's a friendly gesture.
You would do that to your sister. Doesn't mean you're fucking your sister.
That is facts. The way I flirt, well, fuck yeah.
The way you flirt with your sister? You flirt with me? What? Hold on. Here we thought it was me. How'd you learn how to kiss?
That's crazy. Whoa. Yeah. Don't start going there, Nati.
I do look like Cookie. Me and Cookie have a lot in common.
Who told
we
you?
We both have long brown hair. We both have big boobs, and we both have beautiful faces, and we're both chaparitas.
Oh, this just made everything so disgusting in my head.
No, I'm saying that's why me and you are more like brother sister.
Nah, but yeah. Well, no, but it was crazy. He literally was look. And guess what? Bro, I gotta tell you this. Bros, I met, shout out the brown bag fans that work with LAPD.
Really?
So I'm drunk and I'm at Papa's and beers. Some dude goes like, yeah, bro, fucking you girl, but I did something like Rampart Station. And I was like, no, fuck Rampart Station, which is the station from where I grew up. And then he's like, yeah, we're cops.
But he was telling you, like, getting to know. He never mentioned that he was cops. And then you said, fuck Rampart. And then
I said, like, fuck Rampart. And it was a girl cop, the dude and his girl. And they were super cool.
Yeah.
They were, like, and they were Raider fans. What the dude was a Raider fan.
Raider.
Shout out him, though. Super cool.
That's dope.
Obviously, like, I'm, like, in my head, I'm, like, at a different headspace. Where I'm not, like, you know, probably as a kid, I would have said something stupid. But I'm, like, dude, like. I appreciate nice to meet you guys, you know what I'm saying? But they were super cool. We took
a
picture.
So awesome.
But it was funny because I was like, yeah, fuck Grandpa Station. And they just looked at me and I was like, oh. And like, it's funny because it's like them looking at me like this. And then the homies are trying to figure out the bolsita
situation.
The bolsita situation.
Hey.
And I'm like, just know you're out of your jurisdiction.
How do you say it? Jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction. And I was like, yeah. But it just reminded me like of your homegirl.
Yeah, Dre.
So I was like, bro, I thought that shit was so funny. But
they're regular people.
Yeah. I mean, their job is their job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't got to agree to everything. But, you know, they're young Latinos doing what I'm pretty sure their family's very proud of them. And that's good for them. Shout out them. They getting the deals out of the DUIs, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows, right?
Yeah.
But
shout out them. They were super cool. But shout out all the brown bag fans I met, but that brown bag fan was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You just looked at, bro, and it was like, everybody just shifted like this. And I was like,
that was crazy.
That was crazy. Shout out.
Shout out to them.
You got me stressing. Shout out to Tera Naciones for the fan.
All right, you guys, let's move on to the Edgar Report.
She got the, it's almost like Edgar. She got a low fade. It's more of like a Junior Ache cut, I would say. And I just thought it was hilarious. I had to show you guys.
She did like Jose and Junior Ache.
Yep.
She went from Abuelita to Abuelica.
Oh, my goodness.
She went to Abuelica.
Abuelica.
You think she has a Malona?
I wonder if she knows what's happening to her.
I don't think so.
It doesn't look like she knows. She's like, Abuelita, quédate aquí. It's not even Abuelita. It's by her mom. I mean, like, she's yeah, probably the mom.
But you know what I also think? I also think that, like, you know how, like, the abuelitas be supporting their grandkids, yeah. Like, yeah. Career, like, no others?
Sí. Yeah. Haz buen corte.
Yeah.
And then they probably went to that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised.
Okay, you guys. The first time I ever saw an abuelita with the young cut was with the Salvadorian abuelitas. Because my homie, shout out my homie, I haven't talked to him in years, but his mom had the Salvadorian cut. You guys, this is a Doña Salvadorian cut. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's swaggy with the lentes.
Maybe the front, but not the fade.
No, not the fade. I'm talking about the short hair. Like, yes. Y'all, and then Maximo laughed because your grandma has it?
No, I knew
people
that had it.
Yeah. There were older Salvadorian lady?
Yeah. That's the revuelta.
It's not just a pupusa. But I was like, I always thought it was the most, like, I was like, dude, a lot of Salvadorians, like the homie's mom, they have
it's
this
just
cut.
Older ladies. It can't just be Salvies.
I think it's a big Salvi thing. Yeah. I think it's a big Salvi thing. Shout out all my Salvies. I have spent a lot of time with Salvies this weekend.
You did? Who?
Yeah. All the homies.
They're all Salvies?
Most of them. Like, a lot of percentages.
Wow.
And then the homie arguing like, oh, Mexicans are a piece of shit. Yeah, you little country small. It's a whole lot of shit.
You're little country small? They said that about Mexico?
No. The homie Beto said that to the homie Andy about Salvies. Oh, okay. So the homie Andy's like, this fool's like beating it out. Like, but he's Salvies.
But he's Salvies.
His thing is like, oh, Mexico fucking sucks. I'm like, shut up, bitch. You're here right now.
Yeah.
There's no Baja Beach for in Salvador.
There's Bitcoin Beach.
Yeah.
Shout out to Salvies. They keep trying to convince.
And the Bichos and Bichas. Yeah, shout out us. All right, Duno. Let's go into this cooler culo. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it. I like this one.
All right. Angie sent this.
Because Angie follows prison. Instagram,
I know, Angie. Where did you find this and how did it come? Your algorithm. What? Yeah, your algorithm is inmates.
Remember, she's Republican, so she just likes to watch how they live.
So it's a guy named John Avila, who has started a business called Prison Pies in Arizona, and he's basically doing food that I'm assuming is inspired by prison. It doesn't look like spread though.
No, it is.
It's like Frito pie.
That doesn't look like spread. I've seen spread. Spread has like noodles and chicharrón.
Yeah, different.
Then
it's not
spread.
Yeah, like that's a spread.
That's not spread, dog.
That's spread. I know.
That's spread.
That's what I'm saying. He's making spreads. Yeah. So he obviously has more resources now, where it makes his life easier.
Yeah.
I feel like them fools were making spreads like if they were cooking for the Last Supper for like 30 days.
Yeah, because like that's not spread, but the spread was the thing that he took out of the bag. The spread is that, like, watch. None of that is spread. That's gonna be spread. Whatever he's about to. That right there is spread.
That looks crazy. Yeah.
It looks like a Hot Pocket. Come on. Like, I want to know where the Pruno's at.
Yeah.
Damn, if that was making Pruno in the streets of Arizona, that's dangerous, brother.
Pruno is a drink.
Look, it stops, and then there's a fool with long socks right there.
Oh, yeah.
Super long fool. I like this. Shout out him for using his resources as... I interviewed Sad Boy Loco, and he's like, fool, just know I'm a chef, perro.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sad Boy, you're like a prison chef, or you're like a chef. He's like, fool, I get down. I'm like, physically or on the kitchen?
Yeah.
He's like, fool, just know I do it, perro.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude.
Which
like,
one?
And I'm like, which one do you do? And he's like, I get down, huh?
He never like, really, he answers, but doesn't really answer.
Yeah, and I'm like, Sad Boy, like, how good are you at cooking? He's like, fool, like I said, I'm not going to give my secrets up.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sad Boy, you're telling me about food or not?
Yeah.
Whatever joke you had in there. Right? You know what I'm saying? But, bro, they really come out and know how to cook.
Okay, so is this cool or culo?
It's cool. I think he's using his resources he learned in prison.
And he knows, like, positive. There's people that miss it. Probably. That's crazy that they miss.
I think it's a very specific
spread. Is not bad.
Niche.
You're right.
It's healthy.
Yeah. It's not healthy.
I've never had it. It's not. I would imagine there's a lot of sodium.
Yeah. A lot of sodium. A lot of crunch.
A lot of crunch.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it's a little culo because we have to, as brown people, free our minds of the prison system.
Oh my gosh. It's just, it doesn't hit the same coming from like you.
Try it.
I'm
like, my skin is not a sin. And it's just like, you're white.
My skin is not a sin. It's crazy.
Wow. Ayer como reyes, hoy como reyes.
Okay, what was the line he said?
Okay. Just go.
As brown people, we got to free our minds from the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
What else was it? My skin is not a sin.
That hits way harder than when I say it.
Yeah, when you said it, it sounded like you were mocking us. What a dick. Yeah.
Mocking us? What do you mean?
Us. Mocking us. Us.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool. Everybody agrees it's cool. Okay.
I like it. I like it because imagine like, hey, damn, homie, I remember back in the day I was eating fucking spritz.
Yeah.
And then you go and you show up and there's some food making spritz.
And I guess it is cool to like be able to try it without having to go to jail.
Yeah, and yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
And from the looks of it, all his tools look clean, like the situation, right. You know. Yeah. Shout out to street vendors doing their shit.
Yeah, making money.
Making bread.
Yeah, in Arizona. Would you bring it to Los Angeles?
I don't know if we want too many fools meeting up in one place.
In LA?
We gotta have it like at Beverly Hills, like yeah. like the boxing event.
You're stupid. Hey, Canelo, would you like to try? How do you say spread in Spanish?
Spread.
We suck at being us. Angie?
Angie's spreading in the bathroom. Angie's spreading.
I'm gonna ask.
That's fucked up.
Huh?
Embarrado?
Embarrado? No, that just means like.
Oh, that's smear. Like a smear. Yeah, a spread like
spread.
That.
Spread. It might be embarrado. Hey, homie, let's make an embarrado. Nah. You gotta be like, nah, let me see. I don't know. Actually.
Fuck. Why'd you have to say that about it?
Angie, now I'm picturing her spread. And she's taking too long in the restroom.
Fucking making a big ass.
She's spread. Making spread.
Desparamar.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that sounds
good. We missed. You're too far, Marito.
You're too far.
Get close, man. Our people. Close to the white man. He's making a switch on. We got a new space.
Dude, are you fucking Latin?
Dude, that was so out of pocket.
Did you say hi to who I told you to say hi to?
Yes, okay. Letty, you.
That, what? Shut up. Next question.
Bro, Letty's hilarious. Definitely say hi to Don Omar for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Rate the Ramfla!
You guys, we haven't gotten Rate the Ramfla in a long time because we haven't been in our own space where we can have our TV and we can look at different Ramflas. So thank you for sending them in. Here's a couple that we want to go over. Angie, how do you say spread in Spanish?
I don't know.
Espresso. Like a Sprite?
Espresso. All right, let's look at some of these fucking ranflotas right here.
Ranflas. Whoa.
This shit is so cool.
What kind of No, put it up.
I like this.
What is that?
That shit is so fire.
Bro, I like this shit. This one's fire.
That's in another country for sure.
Yeah, it's like in Europe, I think.
I've been playing Need for Speed a lot, and it's like, I can't wait until I unlock this muffler.
What does the name of the car say? Fuego?
It's a Colt.
Colt?
40.
What? So oh, maybe they put Colt 45 like the thing?
Maybe, yeah.
It's a Hyundai. Look at the logo.
Yeah.
Is it a Hyundai?
Mitsubishi? A Mitsubishi. I think it's so.
It's like a small little silver car, and you could hear the muffler, but it is huge. It's bigger than the tires, this muffler.
Yes, the muffler is definitely bigger than the tires.
I could be wrong, but a lot of these cars are used for like racing cars, right?
It's like
a racing car.
Yeah, it says Grand Prix on it.
It looks like in Mario Kart when they get the, the extra speed.
Yeah. When they get the rocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like this, though. This car is cool.
I like it, but their neighbors probably hate them.
Oh.
And
also their parking situation, like usually it'll be easier.
Oh, yeah.
They made it a little harder for themselves.
Also, imagine cats getting stuck in there. A toddler could fit in there. Well, you gotta be careful.
I was thinking, if we're talking about things getting stuck in there,
yeah.
People have. There's some men that have fetishes for mufflers. Yeah,
muffler fuckers.
Yes, it's a real thing. Like Jose, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Why would Jose know?
Because Jose knows all the weird shit.
Yeah.
Right, Jose.
Google muffle fuck.
Just say yes. See?
Why do you say it louder?
It's like, guys that like have literally gotten caught because they got stuck in a muffler or their thing or whatever. Definitely, I don't think you'd get stuck in this one because it's way too big. Definitely.
Putting your chorra in a muffler is crazy.
But it happens.
Yeah, that's
some people are just looking for any hole.
Yeah.
And I don't like that gave me that thought, so I'm going to give this like a 2.
Oh, we're giving it a 2. Okay.
I'm giving it a 2.
It does look hella stupid. And it's probably and I fucking
and you
hate.
Know what makes it look even more stupid is the car is little. So the car is little and the muffler is big, so it just looks extra.
I would give it like 7.5 if I knew how fast it was.
Yeah.
Like if there was a video of how fast it went.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it like a 4 or 5.
This is like that one car like you're parked and it's just revving.
Yeah.
Because play the audio, Jose. They're just revving how crazy the engine is. There you go.
This is fire. I still like it.
You really like it?
I think I would give it an 8 because it reminds me of cars I come across in Huntington Park that have like a Mercedes front end and then like a Honda back end.
Yeah, they're
and
all
it just
like,
makes me happy. I'm like, customization.
Exactly. And that would be crazy custom because where is that actually from? That looks like, you have you ever been to Korean barbecue where they have like the thing that sucks the that sucks the KBBQ at the vent? It feels like that.
Yeah.
Where would they get that cylinder?
I have no
idea. Robbed it from a Korean barbecue.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I'm going to give it an 8 for ingenuity.
Yeah.
I like how Vic said it reminds me of Huntington Park.
Yeah.
Different cars. Vic, that's not that's not a creative car. Just a baby mama that's fighting with her boyfriend.
Oh.
On her way to the dental assistant job.
Which there's nothing wrong with being a dental assistant. You guys are really fine.
Yeah, they are.
All right, let's go to, what do you rate it?
I said 8.
2?
I said 8.
7.5? Oh.
I said like 4. I'm going to go to 4. I'm going to go to 4.
4. 8. Okay, next car, please. Next car is more what's on the car. Suck toes or die trying?
Wow.
Wow.
I like this.
Washington plate.
It's so dumb, right? And who dies trying to suck toes? I think like a perv or something.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh
yeah,
my
fungal feet,
gosh.
Perhaps.
The visual is crazy. And I like how it's in a Sebring. And it had to be a Washington State car.
Yeah, them freaks up there.
What do you guys do over there? Feet Finder, what's up?
Suck toes or
suck
die
toes or die trying.
Shout out them for respecting 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. The only thing I don't like about this is that it gives me a visual of people sucking toes really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very disturbing.
Yeah.
And like, I would like to never think about it again.
Oh, you know what? You just ruined it for me.
Yeah.
But have I've never sucked toes.
I know, I was going to say, have either of you sucked toes?
I've sucked toes, but not like, you know, like, I'm not
what
gonna
do you
die
mean,
trying.
Not like what?
I'm not going to die trying.
So how did you do it?
What do you mean? Chill out, homie.
Chill out, because I hit him. I know, it's easy. Duno, are you fucking big?
Yes! How'd you know?
Add this with the, I'm gay.
I'm going to give this a 1 just because of the 50 Cent acknowledgement.
Okay.
Oh, you've also gotten your toe sucked?
No. No, I've never.
That wasn't in your highlight reel until 2022?
No, no. I got my feet rubbed. But yeah, sucked is a little probably too far.
I have to give it more because you got to think someone created this and it's custom.
Yeah.
So someone else had to print it. So they had to either order it online or they had to go
yes,
into somewhere.
Like,
yeah.
Indoor swap meet, mm-hmm. and then you got to go.
This is what
like,
I wanted to
printed.
Say.
I wanted to say this, please.
Unless you do individual, give me an S. Give me
oh,
a U.
You go like weeks in a row, just one is stuck, one is toes, one is or, one is trying, one is die.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so you're giving it,
I give it a 1.
1, what are you giving it?
I'm going to give it like a, because it's funny, I'm going to give it like a 6, like a 6.
Okay, I'll give it a 6 too. I like the suck toes or die trying.
I just don't like the visual.
Do you like it in your toes? Like
it's no. I'm like a dude's girl. Pause. Get to it. What did we come here for?
I like that.
Let's get to it.
Lick the chorra and leave.
Yeah. No, not lick and leave. Not lick and leave. That's very self. Whatever.
Okay.
I could do that to get us somewhere, but I have to get something out of it, too.
Okay, I feel that. Yeah, shout out you.
Yeah. But, Vic, when you suck the girl's toes,
yeah.
Were you trying to have, like, that romantic night? Like, you were playing, like, Barry White or something? Like, I feel like very, like...
Was he playing who?
Barry White.
Barry White. It's like...
It's like just
it's like
70s grown
sexy,
people music.
Sexy music.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
But do you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
like, is it
like,
that type of a mood or is it like after freaking Florentine Gardens, come here, girl. And then
yeah,
like, what
I feel
is
like
it?
It was more of that, but like with like a girl I was dating.
Got you.
Like a
you're
random.
A girl. You're
yeah,
a girl.
Like,
you're a girl.
But it was more of like a drunk night of just like, oh yeah, that's funny or whatever.
Or like what? Well, yeah, it's funny. Hey, watch this.
Yeah.
That's why you kept doing
yeah.
It reminded him of the sound.
Everything or is it like when your feet are in the air, you just grab it and...
Yeah, it's more that, like, yeah. Feet in the air. Like, I'm not going to, like, go all the way down to, like,
or like
look at her toes and, like, and lay on my stomach
a
like
before.
A sniper, you know?
You what?
Like you know, when you're, like, pay fighting and then you get him on the lock with the leg and, ah!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like it's never, like, after a long night of promising toe sucking and you got to do it now.
Of promising. Of
you know,
promising
cause,
it.
Because we've
yeah.
been with Vic.
Yeah.
And Vic does a lot of whispering in the ear.
Yeah.
Not to me and Letty, but to the girls
to the girls.
And I feel like, and I've caught Vic red-handed. Actually, I've never told you Invictus, but one time I was so close, I thought he was talking to me.
But he was whispering in someone else's ear. You're lying.
What was this? He was drunk as fuck. But you know, me and Vic are popping together. You know, we're a team, so you know, whatever Vic said, like
you would be like, with the bullshit.
There's a homie shit. Well, bitch, we got a successful podcast together. Yeah. I just been walking in shit. So I saw Vic. And I walked in, and we and the homies were going already. But you know, it's like seeing your best friend in the street, like
at a club.
Okay. So I walk in, and then you know the biddies start coming around, bada bing, bada boom. Everybody's cracking it off, do. And Vic does this thing where he thinks just because he puts his hat backwards and leans into the ear, we're not gonna recognize him. Oh. Little does he know if he does it like this, and he does this, it's a little less to recognize.
Let's see, do it, Vic.
But Vic does this.
Oh, and you can see his face. He's like, oh, what he's doing now.
Yes, but then he whispers into the ear and thinks, but this
what
girl.
Who are you, Batman?
Yeah.
Like in your cape?
To have, like the girl wasn't, like she was like leaned in, but the other way. Mm-hmm. So Vic was whispering in her ear, but I happened to like be whispering in my bitch's ear. But
I
was finished whispering.
What were you with?
What were you whispering?
I was whispering like this. You were next to me whispering, so you thought I wasn't paying attention. But I was like, food, yeah, tacos after, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you get the chota and leave, please. But I'm like, and then I come back up, and Vic's whispering towards my way.
Yeah.
Because the biddy's giving me like her back. Yeah. And then I just.
What'd you hear?
What did I say?
He was like, yeah, I live down the street.
When the fuck was this?
She's like, what do you do? And he was like, shit, I work with a lot of artists. Yeah. Like,
what don't I do, baby girl?
He was popping it. Just know I let he was popping it. And then certain song came on, he just grabbed it a little tighter, like, yeah. And I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
I almost turned around and kissed him.
All right, can we go?
Like, the homie was whispering some gang.
Can we go back to Rate That on Fluffies?
But I'm saying I heard a lot of promises during the whisper.
Oh, like, I promise I got you. Like, yeah.
And I was like, whoa, Vic. It's like, don't do that around me, brother.
This is like concerning because this could be any night ever in my life.
See, are you seeing yourself?
I'm seeing myself.
Hey, Vic, respect yourself.
Yeah, respect yourself. And I'm trying. But see, shout out Letty because I didn't really never pay attention to it until the you're like, hey, Duno, look, Vic's whispering in the ear again. Letty has
observant.
A good eye. Yeah,
I'm observant.
She like, he's like, Letty, Duno, look, and I look, and Vic's like,
yeah.
Shout out all the girls because they're all like, they just all in the same circle. Vic doesn't seem to care about breaking up friendship and shit.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit you are.
It's okay. Rate the Rampla.
Rate the Rampla.
Cars. Let's get back to cars.
Yeah, suck toes or die trying?
I give it a six.
Give it a six?
One.
I'll give it a six too. Yeah. I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the suck toes.
And I'm not mad at dudes doing extra. Girls always do the extra. Do a little toe sucking.
Do a little toe sucking.
If it tastes like, I don't know, salt.
It tastes like.
All right, next Rampla. Whoa.
This is so stupid. This would scare me.
Yeah.
An upside down van. It's red. It looks like the serial killer vans, but red. What is it? How is
this
it
is
driving?
Fake. This is fake.
No, that guy just
the people
it.
Around it are like trying to figure it out. Is it low-key looks like it's a turned over, like if it had crashed, but it's moving. Yeah.
Looked like I had to touch it to make sure he wasn't tripping.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa.
Yeah. Am I high right now? Yeah, and all the people are like recording it. So that means someone's, that's the alien. You know how we're looking for aliens? Boom.
Yeah, he defied gravity.
They're right there.
What the fuck?
I can see the wheels are probably on the bottom. Yeah.
Dude.
So there's like two wheels under. Okay, I see there's like two wheels under. But like, how does he see?
I just think it's not cool. Like, even if you try to, like, because we've seen the cart, the big ass shopping cart.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was cool. We thought it was cool. But this is just stupid.
Extra for no reason.
It's like, dumb.
I don't like it because it would make me feel anxious.
It definitely.
Because I would leave not understanding it.
Everybody's keeping
like, I don't understand it right now, and it's giving me, like, I'm just anxiety.
It doesn't, like, register.
Where's the motor?
It's literally, that's for show. The top of the car is for show. Like, the tires and all of that, because there's tires on the bottom. There's probably, like, another car, and they just, like piece together a car over it.
Look.
You know what I'm saying?
Run it back. Because what I'm wondering is, there's a window in the front?
Yeah.
Where the driver's looking out to look?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. But how low is it? Like,
no, it's at the top.
It's at the
top. Yeah.
But where's the side mirrors?
What city is this in?
I don't know. This has to be it's somewhere. Obviously, I feel like there's a lowrider event. All the lowriders are parked.
Yeah. Where are the Jimmy John's?
It's giving me Jimmy Oxnard across the street.
Might be LA.
No, it couldn't be LA.
Can't be LA.
I think it would be legal to.
We have too many cars. like rules.
Yeah.
For like to stop like a lot of crime and
I want to say Texas, but
I don't know. That was stupid. This Texas stupid. Just has a lot of there's a fucking cars. Zero. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, I don't like it. It gives me anxiety. Negative two.
This is really Irina with the wiener vibes right here.
What about you, Vic?
I'll give it a two, but just because he worked hard on it.
All right. So I think the winner was the middle car. Suck those are trying.
Shout out that fool. At least that fool's just straight to the point.
Yeah.
But like that see, like, this that's the shit you like scare somebody with, like when you're driving, you know how you ever see the trucking videos?
Yeah.
Where the trucks are hauling the other trucks and you just like scream in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
That gives me those vibes.
All right, you guys. That was good. 103, episode 103, powered by our friends at The Watch. Make sure you check them out. We're going to put all their info in the description and our social links together.
Go get their app.
Shout out Esther the Lawyer.
Yes. All right. Have you been have you been injured in a car accident?
Have you been needing out?
Esther the Lawyer can help you get compensated for your injuries. Money, Estrada money, Law money. Group is a Latina-owned personal injury law firm focused on catastrophic injury and wrongful death based in L.A. and ran by our prima, Esther Estrada.
Shout out, motherfucking Esther.
That's right. She believes in representation with compassion and speaks your language. Esther's one of us, but she's like that one smart cousin that's, you know, went to college, got all successful and shit.
You kind of hate her. Has a man, has a house.
Then she just shows up on the Jumbotron at the Drake concert.
I know, like, I saw them. Super cool. Jealous.
Yeah. Super cool vibes.
And so, all right, everybody follow at Esther Lawyer, at Estrada. Esther Lawyer and at Estrada Law Group on Instagram.
Bro,
and mention
Esther the Lawyer. And then at Estrada.
Yeah. I like this real ad, you guys. This is a real ad.
That's right.
Tell shout out the fucking homegirl. She's doing her shit. Yeah. Her and her law firm, they're killing it. Yes. They're working hard. I know as Latinos, I was seeing some shit the other day actually that reminded me of this shit. I was seeing some shit where like this dude got hit and he wanted to leave. Uh-huh. And the dude that hit him was like, dude, like I'm gonna take care of you. Like it was my fault. Like, you know, it was just like a light thing. And the guy's like, no, I'm okay. And he's like, dude, like we're not like. And I felt that situation because I know a lot of people that have been injured before, but just because of their status of like,
yeah, they don't say anything.
Who they are in this country.
Se habla español, you guys.
Yes, se habla español. And it was just dope. It was dope to see.
And then, it doesn't hurt to get a consultation, just see like what's going on. Like, do I have a case? You know what I'm saying? It's always important. Like, you never know.
Yeah, true that.
So shout out, motherfucking.
Yeah, shout out, Esther. We love you. Say brown bag so she can give you a high five.
That's right. And a free consultation.
And a free consultation. And a shout out, The Watch.
Shout out, The Watch.
For powering.
The Watch. It's spelled with an E at the end.
Yes.
Watche.
The Watche.
Yeah, because they're chunties and don't know how to
super
spell.
Super chunties.
In my mind, it's always the Watche.
The Watche. I say it like that too. I feel like we should just start calling it the Watche. Because more people would find them that way.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, this is just powered so you
know, by the Watche.
Go get their app. The app to the, just, yeah. to their,
look,
the link to
look,
their app.
Watch out the episode, then go follow the Watche.
That's right.
Watch out the episode and then go watch out your injuries with Esther are the prima, and then we'll watch y'all later on a
episode. Oh my God. It could have ended where I did it. Like, it's okay to not have the last joke, dog. Oh, it's so hot. It's fine. It's fine. A girl can be funny too.
Or watch you later.
What you doing? Shut up. Okay, let's go.